Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Russian economy. I welcome Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution to help me interpret anecdotes, one in particular being reported by AFP, Agence France. I'm horrified, said 76-year-old Yelizaveta Shalalyevskaya. I'm horrified. What's going on with prices is a nightmare, and not just for eggs, but for everything. A 21-year-old student, Ilya, contributes to the article. I used to buy eggs for 70 rubles at the shop. Now it costs around 130 to 140. Michael, a very good evening to you. Inflation. That's bigger inflation that is being reported from the Russian Central Bank or from the Kremlin. This is the inflation you said was going to tear down Russia. Right now, it's making people hungry. Where did this come from? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you. And the average inflation is 7.5%, which is not high even by our standards. We had it already 8% a year ago. But it is important what kind of inflation and which population groups it affects. And the bulk of it is the food inflation, not the luxury items, not the imported goods, but the food. And the food, the two items which affect most people, especially low-income people, the staples, are eggs and bread. And bread, since the beginning of the year, I've calculated, is about 20% up. And eggs are exactly calculated by the Russian official statistical agency, 46.2% up in November from January to 2023. This means that low-income people, in whose family budget, household budget, food constitutes a very large share, unlike upper-income people, they are suffering. So this is a very bad inflation. That's inflation that affects people on fixed income. And the fixed income people are not just retirees, people on pension, but also salaried people like teachers, doctors, because most doctors are government employed, and other people. So it's close to the half of the population for whom income is fixed. And at the same time, foodstuff prices are going up.
The price of food is one thing. The question of inflation is a product of an overheating economy, I read. And the overheating economy means very low unemployment, 3% or less, which is the lowest Russia's been perhaps since it was the Soviet Union, and we didn't trust its statistics. But that has led to the wages being demanded. That has led to the inflation at the national level. So what we're looking at is inflation eating into the confidence of the Russian people's ability to provide for their families. Now, Michael, what stops that? Because right now it's just increasing every month.
Indeed, it is increasing every month. The problem is that the government tried to use fiscal stimulus to prop up the economy after the contraction of 2%, 2.1% in 2022. And the economy now reached the average level of 2021, so it is a full recovery through September, the third quarter of 2023. But It has reached its levels of production possibilities. So there are now supply constraints. Labor force cannot expand. Unemployment is 2.9%. Lots of people are in the military now fighting the war. Old equipment cannot be no longer repaired because imports are under sanctions. And so when this kind of supply constraints are reached, then any fiscal stimulus cannot help. During World War II, the United States had used fiscal stimulus because there were idle machines and idle labor. There is no idle labor and idle machines in Russia. They're working three shifts. So this means that any budgetary stimulus now will only increase inflation. It cannot increase production.
I read for the high end, if eggs don't worry you, this will. The cost of a night's stay at Moscow's Ritz-Carlton, now called the Carlton after its Western owners left Russia, and has risen from around $225 a night before the invasion to $500 a night now. And the Economist writes, this suggests that the cause of inflation is homegrown. What does that mean, Michael, homegrown?
Oh, it is because the costs are increasing, labor costs are increasing. Coming back to eggs, for example, to take the example, now the Russian government in desperation, because the population is angry, has reduced tariffs on imported eggs from Turkey, from Azerbaijan, because this will decrease prices. So what happens is that Turkish eggs are cheaper. Azerbaijani eggs are cheaper, and they were equalized with Russian eggs, expensive Russian eggs, by import tariff. Now import tariff is reduced, the Russians will get cheap imported eggs. But this means that production costs are inefficient. Production costs are very high, and they are growing in every branch of the industry, in construction, everywhere, and this fuels inflation.
The Kremlin needs money. That's why Vladimir Putin traveled to the Gulf to talk to Saudi Arabia and the UAE. But I have this report from these last days. Oil sank to the lowest level in five months. This is West Texas. The Brent crude in Europe is also down. So after Putin's trip to the Middle East and to the Gulf, oil sank. That means that he doesn't have dollars coming in. Is that how to interpret that? And without dollars, He can't control the ruble.
Exactly. The exchange rate is in danger. They are trying to keep it under 100 rubles for the dollar because of the presidential elections in March 2024. And it is difficult because the current account, which is the sum of all exports, all imports, goods and services, everything, the current account is down in the 11 months of 2023 to $50 billion from $223 billion in the same period of 2022, which means that it is down by 78%. So this is a very serious matter. They are almost running out of money to service foreign external debt and other things. So in this situation, the oil prices is the key matter because exports are down because of the declining oil prices. And oil prices, not only oil prices are declining, but when oil prices decline, their discount increases because discount is negatively correlated because now it is a buyer's market. And India and China, others can dictate what kind of discount they have. Even Saudi Arabia is now giving Asia 50 cents discount per barrel. But Russian discount used to be under $10 just 3 months ago. And now the Russian discount has risen to $20 a barrel, which means that as of today, Brent is 74 dollars, and the Russian discount brings Russian oil to $54 per barrel. The latest officially, what was reported, was $56 per barrel at the port of when oil is put on the ships in Russia. And so this is now below the price cap. The price cap is $60 per barrel, and even by market forces, the Russian oil is trading below the price cap. With this kind of prices, of course, they cannot support their import and the servicing the external debt and their exchange rate.
Michael Bernstam watching the Russian economy sag. He's at the Hoover Institution.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Wix. It's where website creation meets AI and where your boldest ideas become real. It just takes one platform to build a site that looks great and does everything you need it to. And it just takes one person, you, to start taking care of business like a 10-person team. With AI tools for creating an entire website from scratch or testing new ways to make money, Wix is there with you from day one. Try it out now at Wix.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.